Pete, 10 minutes.
Will you keep time? Okay, I'll make it less than 10.
And I just want to say that Pete's been really, really patient. He was surprised to find himself not on the agenda, and he was willing to work around our schedule. So thank you, Pete.
Okay, thank you, folks. I'm sorry to keep you here this late, though. It's out of my control. I'll be very brief. I'm from New York. I can talk fast, but I'll try to talk slow enough for folks to understand. Most of the stuff I'm going to talk about is in the documentation, so I'm not going to read through it per se. I'm a little concerned about the way that my work relates to the board. Last year's board and I didn't really interact as much as I would have liked, particularly with the projects that I have working on. Some of them directly involve the board and could help the board do its work, I think. And that's one thing I address here. I also don't want to keep my back to the crowd, so I want to turn around a little bit too. The primary objective for me this year, for 2006, is to split up Pacifica.org into three separate sites, including the audio port. That would make four sites from Pacifica National. And the reason is Pacifica.org has a lot to do, a lot of services to fulfill, from the affiliates program, from governance, finance, to content and programming, which is the real issue, which is what most people come to the site for. Everyone wants to put their meeting or their special or their event at the top of the site, and the site becomes this long, confused thing that it is. Believe me, I'm sick of Pacifica.org the way it looks, if I may say, and that's one of the main motivators to get this thing done. What I'm doing with this splitting up of the sites into three, I'm using open source software to help leverage the limited resources that I'm given to kind of get more bang for a buck here. Open source applications are free, enterprise level, robust applications, often used by hundreds of thousands of organizations worldwide. This particular application you see here is one of the first new sites coming out. It's PacificaNetwork.org. The site should be out in the next few days. This site will focus on the affiliate program and our sister stations. It will be a hub for resources, documentation, technical support, etc. For listeners, this will be where they can find out who composes the affiliate program. They can link to the various affiliates through this site, etc. For producers, they'll also find technical support, like I said, documentation, standards about how to produce national programming. Frequently asked questions along these lines will be posted here. The real exciting thing here for me is that this is a quantum step for us in terms of marketing the affiliate program. NPR doesn't have a website dedicated to new business. Democracy Now! Has a couple of pages dedicated to new business. We're going to have an entire site. Generally, at least half of the site is devoted to this, how to affiliate, as you would see on the homepage. You click on how to affiliate, for example. This is inside the site now. How to affiliate, it's very targeted. If you're a community station, if you're a college station or LPFM, et cetera, we have very specific sections with targeted testimonials from each respective type of station. You know, so this expands the type of content information we're putting out there tenfold. And the greatest thing about this is it doesn't have to all go through me. The way this site is designed, Ursula and her volunteers can log in, input things, and even affiliates will be able, and sister station producers will be able to post their own press releases. This will be a site also that we can market our specials, our programming, etc. This whole initiative of splitting up this Pacifica.org into three sites is going to have several effects. This is just one example. PacificaFoundation.org will be the second site to come out of this. Pacifica Foundation really relates to this board and the local station boards. It will be the site where we're going to have our financial documents, bylaws, internal PMB-related, LSB-related, private sections, secure sections, etc. Now, for me to accomplish this second site, this site has literally hundreds and hundreds of hours already into it. Ursula lined up some volunteers to get a lot of the content together, and that's what's really allowed this to happen. If you can spend hours going through this site and see what's already there. I'd like to do the same with you folks. I'd like to spend time with you folks to extract what your needs are. For example, institutional memory. You folks turn over every couple of years and tend to start, I've been here for 4 years, and I tend to see reinventing of the wheel every time. I found an application, again, open source, that's a project management application. It lets all the various components, committees, etc., interact through a secure web-based interface. I don't want to show it here, you know, in a public session, but that's also ready to go. That's been ready to go for 6 months, and I've been unable to get one meeting with the prior PMB to get this information across. So I beg you, I beseech you to spend some time with me as soon as possible before you folks get off and running to start using some of these tools. I really think it's going to help you folks be more effective. I'll leave the multi-site approach to that. There's more information on it in this documentation here. One of the other things I've been doing is building infrastructure. When I came on board in 2002, we really were 10 years behind on the internet, which is 50 years in web. And the audio port, additional streaming, archiving that just came out of WBAI with the podcast. These are some of the examples of the infrastructure I'm talking about. I'm going to be coming back in a couple of weeks to work with Ron and the PFW folks to get that archive set up, a similar archive that's at KPFT, thanks to Otis, that we set up at WBAI is going to be set up at WPFW. So this is piece by piece, building infrastructure, adding these streams for the public and for the clients, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I've been involved in a lot of customer service tech support in the last year, too. This speaks to what Steve said. As our client base grows, I hate to use that word, but as our affiliate client base grows, when they need technical support, they're calling the office where Ursula and I work out of, and I'm doing a lot more technical support for affiliate stations. Sorry, I'll speak right into the mic. My apologies, I'm not a radio person.
You are.
And so, okay, so one of my concerns here is as we're building this client base, for example, to use Democracy Now, they have multiple parties doing what Ursula does. They have multiple parties doing what I do, doing support customer service. So when people ask, why does Democracy Now have 400 affiliates and we only have 80? Well, the amount of affiliates they have is in proportion to the resources they put into it. We cannot sustain many more affiliates. I'm starting my day 8 o'clock in the morning, often Eastern time, when we do our first stream via the internet and via the KU, which is Democracy Now. And I'm often working with Ursula till 10, 11 Eastern time, 5, 6 days a week, because our clients need it. They're calling. They have, you know, they have these requests. So that's something I put out there because it speaks to the need of resources here in terms of operations, in terms of internet, and how it relates to the affiliate program, also how it relates to the work you folks do. Really, a lot of the internet, IT, and operations things that I'm going to be talking about that's in this really does tie into a lot of the aspects here. So that's my little plea for resources. I know that Ryan and a lot of other folks have similar requests, but in terms of real monies, I'm pretty sure we're spending the similar dollars that we did in 2000 before I got this job. And in terms of salary, we're probably paying less in salaries on internet today than we did in 2000. And that includes adding some consultants, which we've been able to do. But let me say at this point, the work that I do is I mean, I'm here, but the work that I'm doing is not just for myself. This past year, I've been able to work with additional resources, for example, Otis McClay, John O'Mella, both who do professional work, whether it's specials on the road or these applications that Otis put together for the archive and he's sharing it, et cetera. I also work with Sean Ewald, so I don't want you folks to think it's just me, but Otis, Sirius, and Sean are all working as consultants for specific projects. I'm the only full-time person coordinating with them, and et cetera. So it really would be a big help. We could take another quantum leap in this next year if we can get a part-time or a full-time person helping me out in addition to, you know, not just as consultants. The last piece of infrastructure I want to talk about is this data management, both for staff, for local boards. I can't press upon you the significance of having tools like this for us to track our projects, track our tasks, who's involved with which teams doing, et cetera, you know, I mean, and so it's hard to comprehend what this type of application could do without seeing it. Again, I don't want to show it here in public session, but I would love an opportunity via phone or some opportunity where I can show you folks, demo this project management tool. We also have, I've installed a customer relationship management tool for Phil and our development people to work with. These are all open source applications, all free, tested products. And I really need some more interaction so we can actually get this live and on the road. I think I'll leave it at that, though. There's more to say. The rest of your packets basically is comprised of a proposal I made last year, which initially introduced this three, the multi-site approach. I wasn't able to execute it as quickly as possible because we had a lot of changes at National this past year. But other pages you'll see there, for example, is what we've done in the last year in terms of search engine placement. I talked a lot about infrastructure, but really what we're here for is for content, to distribute content. And the four examples I put there are some pretty good examples of this past year. For example, when John Conyers did his hearing, he did several hearings this year, we ended up in the top 10 ranking of Google News on several occasions. On one of them, we were the top rank, in fact. If you see a search for Downing Street memo in June, in the Google News, put us at the top of over 1,200 entries. We ended up in the top 10 for LGBT Pride in June as well, for a national special we did that came out of all the sister stations, I think coordinated by John Riley and WBAI. And the one I'm most proud of in terms of search engine placement, when I first started this job, when one searched community radio, Pacifica didn't even appear in the top 200. There's a billion possibilities when you search literally 490 million entries. Last month in December, we appeared number 3. So that's a gigantic step. It took 3 years of just junking up the site as much as I could to increase our search engine optimization. And again, this site here is going to really take us to the next level in terms of all this search engine optimization. I'll leave it at that. It's been a long day. I know a lot of this technical jargon kind of tends to go over not too well, but look at your information. I also left you folks my card. I work, 60 plus hours a week, no matter where you are, Eastern, Pacific time. Give me a call, morning, day, or night, weekends. If you have questions, if you have concerns, I would love more interaction with the board. And I really look forward to working with the technology committee.
I just want to say, I don't think Teresa was saluting you. I actually think she wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
Is it okay with the board if we take another 5 minutes? I mean, what's another 5 minutes after 12 hours? We all salute you in one way or another. Teresa?
Can you give us, just to put some stories with your face and your program, can you give us some examples of the kinds of requests you get every day from affiliates and people from our stations?
Well, in the last 6 months, I think I've worked with at least one or two producers from all five sister stations. It's typically individual producers having questions with the audio port or just general questions about internet usage. So I make myself as much available as possible to our sister station staff. A typical thing that happens is affiliate calls and says the stream's not there or it's not loud enough or what's going on, and we kick into action, call up Berkeley, check out the satellite, look at our statistics. It's just that general troubleshooting, and it's often, when there's a fire, quote unquote. So it's not under the best circumstances. I'm, as of this year, to illustrate that, I started keeping a customer service tech support log so I can actually quantify how many hours I'm putting in per week towards customer service. And it's not an insignificant number. Up to 15 hours a week on customer service on a week where we have a lot of specials, it does take away from my ability to do other things. So,
Pete, there was a question whether all reports given to the PMB can be put on the Pacifica website on one page with one link on the site's homepage.
Sure.
And a more general question, you may have addressed it. I had to go out briefly. But this year, will it be possible for committee secretaries of the various boards to have an ability to log in, to have each committee have its own page so the secretary can maintain and keep the minutes up to date?
Keep in mind, that is something that I built 2 years ago on the Pacifica site. It's a password-protected area for committee members to go in and put their... It's not the most sophisticated. It's a little simple.
It doesn't need to be. It just needs to work.
This new site is going to allow for that. So individual committee members can basically manage their own sections. Will have their own sections.
How soon can we get the instructions? Because basically the committees are going to elect secretaries, and it would be great if they could do that. We also have a backlog of minutes and such from other committees that need to get posted, and it'd be nice not to have to burden you with it. So as soon as we can get that, we'd sure appreciate it.
Sure. I mean, the thing for me there is I'd love to meet with you folks before I actually start putting the foundation site live, even to demo, because I'd love to hear exactly what your needs are. I have a good sense, I think, but I really would like to have that meeting to show you folks what's there and what I have in mind and hear what you folks have in mind.
Rob?
Pete, I don't know whether you can answer this question or not, but I know that the number of the stations have to
develop...
I know that a number of our stations are developing their websites so that they can sell more of their own station merchandise and so on and so forth. One of the things that I don't quite understand is why they can't contract with you to help them develop the local station websites, which would help generate revenue for you to do more things for the stations, for the network. And if that's a stupid question and I shouldn't be asking it, that's fine, but it just...
No, not at all. I mean, I think this speaks to a policy issue, though. I've already, in the last year, I secured a website, supportpacifica.org, with the intention of building a kind of donation mall for Pacifica-wide, a pan-Pacifica mall. And my understanding from my experience in marketing, I think it's most effective if we can have one umbrella site. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, that's for you folks to decide, but... I think if some of these variables can be worked out between the PMB and the national management, we're not too far from doing something like that. A barrier to that is merchandise. We get donations on the site. People give hundreds of dollars and say, give me a bumper sticker, send me a t-shirt. And we don't have a bumper sticker. In 4 years, we've never had a t-shirt to offer on the Pacifica site. Yeah. You know, we need to do that. I've looked into union products. I found three vendors for t-shirts, for example. With a range of, good pricing here. I priced it out. I can show you guys the numbers. I did this 2 weeks ago, so it's not old numbers. Union-made products, et cetera. But we really, I need the resources to do that. I need some support from you folks to allow me to do that. I don't know if that was clear. But I want to apologize, for the last board members, last year's board members, if you feel you've not been able to get me data or I've not been able to put it up there in time. All this stuff that I mentioned is just a fraction of what I've been working on the last year. So keep in mind the amount of hours I'm putting into all the various projects. I do want to apologize, and I think these new solutions I'm talking about will solve a lot of these issues. We'll give you folks direct access to post your things, and that's going to really help speed things up.
Ken?
The open source program you were talking about is Data Magic, is that right?
No. There are several applications. There was one project manager. I don't want to give the name out. It's a project manager application, very widely used. Another one is a customer relationship manager.
Or it's probably the project manager one that you're talking about. You were very enthused about it. Is that one that if it were applied at local stations that it would enable the stations to do the same thing in terms of allowing committees and so forth to post their own minutes and that sort of thing? Is that kind
yes,
of...
Yes, I would recommend using one centralized project manager because the local station boards ultimately do interact with the national boards, and if we have all this content in one place, in one database...
Okay, so you're talking about centralizing sort of the
centralizing the governance interactions, basically, streamlining.
You guys can have that the details conversation. I just want to thank those board members that are stalwart enough to still be here. I want to congratulate you on a meeting almost as long as a finance committee meeting where we approved the budget. So I think you guys have all proven you're up to the task of the next year. I look forward to seeing you back in here slightly before 9 in the morning. Have a good night, everybody. The meeting's adjourned.